Welcome to the Kim Wilkes Podcast. This is a podcast where I share about my experience healing from sexual abuse, as well as navigating other challenges and discussing my interests. I believe in healing through creativity, and that is something that I love to share. So bring me along wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and we can share in the fun. I'll be back after a word from our sponsor. I have been very proud of myself and my husband recently. The past 2 years with the rough pregnancy and then a newborn stage threw us into survival mode, and we have been struggling to crawl our way back to somewhat normal routines, like waking up early and cleaning the kitchen before going to bed and not letting everything pile up and up and up. I know it's normal, and I don't regret for 1 second soaking in all the baby snuggles. But we're at a point now where we both have big goals we're working towards, and we need to have a little more self-discipline if we're going to actually achieve them. My goals include finishing a few writing projects so I can hopefully publish again next year. Let's get into the episode, and I'll talk you through what I've been working on. If you're in the writing community, you are likely familiar with NaNoWriMo. It's a cute abbreviation for National Novel Writing Month, and it takes place every November. The goal is to write 50,000 words, or one novel, in the month of November. I've yet to participate, but I've always thought it sounded like a really fun goal. I've been stewing a certain story idea in my mind for a long time, and about 2 years ago, I felt like it was time to finally write it. Then I got pregnant, and I've already talked about how rough the pregnancy was. The struggles over the past 2 years and the questions I brought to God during that time really filled in the gaps for me. They grew me to be truly ready to write the story. It's been through a few different outline iterations while I've tried to figure out the plot, and it looks so different now than the first seeds of the idea I used to have. But with where it is now, I'm even more excited to finally properly write it all out. Part of what was getting in my way was that the story kept growing branches, and I wasn't sure how I wanted to format it. I had it in my head that it had to be a novel, but I came across an idea recently while perusing videos from a few indie published authors. A new trend is taking root called serials. Not the breakfast kind, but serial-like series. Rather than writing and publishing full-length novels that would equate to movies, authors are doing rapid releases of shorter novellas in a series that all go together, like episodes in a TV series. Because they are a bit shorter, they are easy to binge and finish quickly. And rather than launching new books a year or so apart, some authors are releasing every week or every couple of weeks so that everyone can read together as they launch and be excited about the story and talk about what they think will happen next. And I just love this idea. They usually do ebooks for each novella. That way, shipping time won't get in the way and readers can just instantly download and read them. Then when the serial is wrapped up, they might produce a bound book of the whole serial together. Part of why I love this idea is that as a reader and consumer in this season of my life with young children and a limited time to myself, I don't always have tons of time to sit and read. I try to make time for it because I enjoy it, but it often either takes me a while to get through a book, or if I'm super into it, I end up ignoring my house and my family until I finish it. If I could have complete and compelling stories that were just a bit shorter so that I could enjoy them in a smaller chunk of time, I would love that. And because the serials generally have a few installments, it ends up being longer than a standard novel would have been, and I wouldn't feel like I'm missing out on being in a world I really enjoy. But I can sit down when I have time and read one and be satisfied with one story and then get around to the next one when I have time. Unlike how it tends to go for me right now, where I start a novel and I have it hanging over me until I finish it, which might take weeks in small chunks. Sometimes by the end I'm just annoyed because it's taken so long and I've just lost interest in the story altogether. And I know I'm not the only one with this problem because I've talked to other moms who say the same thing. It reminds me of my husband too, because he usually doesn't have the patience to sit through a whole movie, but he'll happily binge a TV show because it's coming in shorter, more palatable bits. Which brings me to the real part of why I love the idea of serials. Story time. We're gonna visit past Kim. Come along with me back to when I was 17-year-old, staying with my sister in Germany and trying to figure out a way to stay in the country on a work visa so that I could take a train to London on the weekends to attend a screenwriting program at a film school there. I wanted to work for the BBC and write shows like Sherlock and Doctor Who. I ended up feeling prompted to serve a mission for my church instead, and so here I am at 25 years old, and I'm not a screenwriter. My life has turned out pretty great, though, so I can't really complain. I am very happy with all of my choices. What I can do, though, is write my fiction the way I would write a TV show and release episodes rather than full-length films. There will be an arc for each episode and then an arc for the series that ties everything together. And if people like the series, I can always do a second quote-unquote season and keep writing more episodes. It's honestly kind of a dream come true and just one more reason why I find indie publishing so awesome. There's freedom to try anything. I know not everyone will be into it, but I think that plenty of people could be, and regardless, the longer compilation will be made available after all the episodes launch. So if someone wants the thick novel to read, they can get it at the end, no biggie. Anyway, when I was listening to this idea, everything just started clicking in my brain. So I sat down and replotted my story into this format, and it works beautifully. It's like this is what the story was waiting for. It's going to allow me to make the books super action-packed and dialogue-driven, so they're engaging and quick to digest, but over the course of the series, I'll be able to spend more time really digging into the characters and the world so readers can sink their teeth in and immerse themselves in the larger story. So with November just around the corner, I feel like this is the perfect time to cross NaNoWriMo off my bucket list by writing the first episode in my serial. I can't decide if I want to call them episodes or volumes, but I can dial all that in later. I'm shooting for around 25,000 words per episode. So if I can finish two episodes in November, that would be amazing. But as a mom of two who is just trying to get a good daily writing habit started, I will also be happy to hit 25,000 words this November and finish a manuscript. That would be honestly so amazing. So now, during October, or as some writers call it, Preptober, I am doing my best to create good habits that will set me up for success. That includes both daily writing habits and routines, but also trying to streamline housework stuff so I can keep things under control and still have time to write. I cannot be creative in a messy house. It's just not my personality. I can't ignore the mess. I have to clean my house if I want to turn on my creative brain. So finding ways to make cleaning take less time out of my evenings has been really helpful. Meal prep has been another focus. I'm doing my best to prep a bunch of freezer meals at the beginning of each month so that during the rest of the month, all I have to do is remember to thaw a bag overnight and throw it in the crock pot in the morning. I'm doing that for dinners, and I also freeze a bunch of my sourdough stuff like waffles and sliced breads for easy breakfasts and snacks. My kids never say no to waffles, so that's been a really good one to keep in the freezer. While November will be a big push, and I'm sure I'll have to let things slide here and there to hit my writing goal, I want to set myself up to be able to consistently write on a daily basis going forward. I have so many stories in my mind that I want to share, and the only way that happens is by putting my butt in a chair and typing. That said, I never want my writing to take away from my time with my kids. When they are awake, I want to be engaging with them and spending time with them. So that leaves nap time and bedtime for writing. And I have to have good habits to take care of myself and our home strategically if I want to use that time for writing. Not to mention planning in time with just my husband. It's like that rocks and sand in a jar analogy of setting your biggest priorities first and letting all the other things be small. I'm finding ways to make housework the sand in my day instead of it becoming the boulder I have to push. Aside from all that, I'm also currently in the middle of a children's book that I want to follow up with a whole series. It's loosely based on a Russian fairy tale. I'm creating my own stories to put a more positive spin on Baba Yaga. I want my girls to have fairy tales that make them feel strong and capable, not just the Disney versions with questionable messages or the old Grimm brother stories that have horrific endings. I'm writing the whole thing in verse, which is a new undertaking for me. So while I'm almost done with the first draft, I know it will need some editing to fine-tune the language for the right age range. But I do already have my illustrator working on it, and it has been so fun to see what he's coming up with. We're using a totally different style than we did with our Amelia Gold books, and I think the finished product will be truly magical. I want to make books that can be treasured forever and read again and again as the children grow up. This first book in the series includes a few different fairy tale creatures, one of which is the gnome. I'd never given much thought to gnomes before, and before I started researching for this book, but what I found was so intriguing, I thought I'd just share a bit with you here on the podcast. While we know them as cute lawn ornaments, they can be found in some old stories, though one could argue that those are dwarves and that there's a difference. And before that, the origin of gnomes actually has to do with alchemy, of all things. It was a very interesting revelation to me. So they kind of had an evolution from earth spirit to treasure miner in what we see in like the old Snow White movie. They're usually depicted as a tiny, gnarled old man, though some references I found went over the males and the females and how different colored hats and hairstyles indicated their marital status and all these funny little details. And I just wonder who came up with that or if this is just, you know, one person on the internet posting it. I don't know. I'm still working on the research. And in the end, it's all just make-believe anyway. So really, I think creative license is allowed. But I'm going to read a few paragraphs I found from an article that I will link in this episode's description. The diminutive beings known as gnomes were first described by the Swiss physician and keen student of alchemy, Paracelsus, during the 16th century. One of the four beings that each represented one of the four Empedoclean elements of earth, fire, water, and air. The short, chthonic gnomes represented earth, alongside the undine, which were water, sylph, air, and salamanders, fire. The name itself likely derives from the Latin gnemos, meaning earth dweller. While modern parlance would describe these as elementals, Paracelsus himself did not use the term, instead believing them to be something partway between an animal and a spirit. While considered invisible to humans, they were otherwise physical beings, requiring food, sleep, and clothing, much like we do. Each were able to move freely through their own element, allowing gnomes to pass through rocks, walls, and soil as effortlessly as a fish through water. Each would remain healthy when surrounded by their own element, but would sicken and die if exposed to others. Collectively, the four beings were known as the Tsagani. So this is the idea that I find fascinating. This idea of gnomes being able to essentially swim through dirt in the earth. In my mind, I kind of pictured tunnels like an anthill and just having a whole network of tunnels or something. But the idea that they have these magical powers to just pass through the earth, it's really interesting to me, and I've been thinking about it a lot. So in my children's book, obviously, the gnome part of it's only taking up a couple of pages, so I can't delve into all these ideas I'm having, but I think it would be so fun to write a YA book where I could create a world based on this idea of gnomes having special earth powers. I already have a lot of ideas, like I said, but I can't work on that story yet. Because I already have this serial that I need to write in November and all these novellas that are going to go into that. And I'm working on the children's books. So I am tucking away these little notes and thoughts for later. Hopefully I can just, you know, get to that story eventually. But I need to not get too distracted right now, and I need to work on the book that I'm working on now. So honestly, it just feels good to be writing again. And I think balancing motherhood with anything else is extremely challenging. So I'm glad to be in a new season when I can put a little more time back towards my career. So that's what I wanted to share this week. I just wanted to let you know that my plan is to spend a lot more time writing and to participate in NaNoWriMo next month, because that means next month I'm probably just going to be doing weekly updates on where I am with my book and my project. So if that's interesting to you, tune in next month and I'll just be, you know, spitballing about my progress and possibly crying and having a breakdown if it is too much. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm hoping it's positive, but that's what's going to be happening next month. This month, though, I did promise some supernatural stories. Some of you did send in your supernatural stories for me to share, and I'm so excited to be able to share those and contribute to your spooky season. I really love stories, and I'm looking forward to being able to do that, so make sure you tune in. Again, I will post on my Instagram when episodes go live, because we will have probably two good episodes full of scary stories that you can look forward to. So that is it for this week. If you have a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Thanks for listening, and we will talk again next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Kim Wilkes podcast. I would love it if you followed the podcast wherever you listen and shared it with your friends. You can find me on Instagram at kimwilkes.co to stay up to date until our next episode.